Yes, it's Talking Travel Time, but there's no Sally Lucas this week or for the next few weeks. We are joined by Melissa Mayers. Hello.
Morning, or good afternoon, should I say. We're definitely at that point of the afternoon.
We sure are, and you're going to talk to us about a few things over the course of the coming weeks, because Sal's away for what? About 2 months?
Yeah, she's not back until I think September at this point.
She lives a life, doesn't she?
She's well deserved.
Well, yes, of course. Now, today we're talking about somewhere you've just come back from.
Yeah, so I've been lucky enough about 3 weeks ago now, I returned from East Africa, in specific Tanzania, and I went with Bench Africa and did an amazing safari and also visit Zanzibar. So we'll definitely be touching on a lot of the locations that I actually visited while I was over there.
Wonderful. Well, I've never been, so I'm interested to hear all about it.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
2NURFM 103.7. This is Talking Travel with Melissa Mayers. And Mel, we're talking about Tanzania today. Can you firstly explain where exactly that is?
Yeah, so Tanzania, for those of you that don't know where it is on the east coast of Africa. If you were to look at a map, go up the right-hand side, it's about two-thirds where that sort of bulge comes out. You've got Kenya up there, Tanzania, beautiful, beautiful area of the world to go and visit.
Okay, so highlights from your trip?
Look, highlights, so many, and I will try and get through as many of them as I can today. Tanzania is a country that is very, very rich in culture, traditions. They're beautiful people. They can't do enough for you, which is great. Landscapes. They go anywhere from the savannas of the Serengeti to the tropical rainforests. And then also you've got beautiful beaches of Zanzibar, which is also part of Tanzania. Mount Kilimanjaro, which is Africa's tallest mountain. So, so much to see and do there, which is amazing. The other great thing about Tanzania is it is great for all types of visitors. So this means you can have your five-star luxury camps to your basic three-star camps. You have amazing game viewing. The amount of wildlife I saw was absolutely phenomenal. It was next level. The national parks are just spectacular. You've got, as I said, hiking Mount Kilimanjaro for those of you that are a little bit more active, which is amazing.
How long would that take to get up to the top?
To be honest, a couple of days, I think.
Okay.
Not something I'm going to be doing anytime in the near distant future.
Right.
It's one of those places where you fly into a little town called Arusha. So Arusha is not far from Mount Kilimanjaro. So while I say small town, it's small for us. For them, it is a reasonably big town. You generally will spend one night here before you head off to your first sort of lot of game driving, safari type things. When you're there, it's a great chance if you need to pick up any last bit of things you've forgotten. Your guides generally are making sure that you've got everything you need, whether that's your bug spray. I can't recommend enough that it is so important to get that bug spray. They can't be hospitable enough. All they want to do is, even the hotel staff couldn't help us enough. We spent the night there. The next morning, we jumped in our four-wheel drive for the what was going to be our home for the next few days. We headed off to a place called Tanangiri. Tanangiri is very famous for its large elephant populations.
I love elephants.
Oh, they are absolutely beautiful. And also the Balboa tree, similar, looks like a big tree of life, essentially, I guess is a good way of summing it up. And these trees are just wow, I can't say enough how big they are. The elephants, this was definitely my first encounter. I've never been to Africa before, so definitely my first encounter with elephants. Large, they're very much community-based animals. They all hang out together. Was lucky enough to actually see a little baby elephant while we were here.
Oh, they're so cute.
And they're little trunks. They do not know what to do with them in that first couple of years of their life. But just watching them, and they just are such majestic, beautiful animals. Just also the landscape while you're there, like the changes you see between each place, it was absolutely phenomenal. We actually spent 2 nights in Tanangiri. We, in these camps, you can do what they would say is a three-star, which is more like your canvas-style tent, had a toilet, shower, wooded floorboards. You had plenty of, like, you didn't feel like you were exposed to the elements, perfectly safe. But then you've also got up to your five-star luxury camps. Which,
what does that include?
Oh, you've got your little swim up, like your own little pools. You're like, they're just the facilities in these places. Like, you're just blown away with what you will see. Next morning, lay in bed that night, you hear the zebras, you hear the lions. Like, it's just.
But they're not too close.
Not at all. And okay. There's also people that are up over the evening watching the camp. They won't actually let you leave your tents at night once it's sundown. You have to flash your little torch and they'll come and get you and take you to the where the food is served. And
right.
They do all of that, but they will not allow you to walk around by yourself
fair
in the
enough.
Evening. Very safe. I never once felt that I was not safe. Yeah. I felt perfectly safe everywhere I went. And as a group of females traveling together, it was fine. Like, felt amazing. Did not feel like I shouldn't have been there or anything. After I said, and we spent a couple of days there, we then went and visited a Maasai village. So a Maasai village is the traditional people of Africa. They are very much proud of their culture and heritage. So they live in mud tents that they've hand built. So we went into their village. They showed us how they made fire. They showed us their houses and how they live. We actually went into their little school and hung out with the kids. They were the most cutest kids you've ever seen. They love to show you how they live, like what they do. Like, they want to sell you some of their wares. Obviously, being Australian, it's hard to bring some of them back, but we definitely partook in a lot of their cultures. They did the dancing and all those jumpings and things like that you see and you recognise when you see an ad for those sorts of things. We then went off to Lake Manyara. So Lake Manyara is known for its shallow alkaline-based areas, and it's absolutely phenomenal, salt pan type areas. Has a very unique, what they call UNESCO Biosphere Reserve. It's very unique, very much. It's the way the lake's made up and things like that. It was very interesting to see these big pools of water. It was the first time we got to see hippos on the trip, which was very amazing to see. We did a quick drive through here. We got to see baboons, giraffes, hippos, very immersive, once again, game drive where you get to sort of see and do. We then headed off to the night for the Ngorongoro Crater, which is one of the more popular areas that people sort of have heard of or know of. It's a UNESCO World Heritage listed site and also very unique in its environment. So it is, you've got everything, like as you climb up into the crater, it gets quite damp, wet, and then you drop down into literally this crater, and it's just a unique environment in the fact that so many animals exist in this area.
Like, okay.
And they all coexist, which is really interesting because you see lions, there's hippos there, there's giraffes, there's zebras, wildebeest. They're all there and they're just coexisting.
Just chilling together.
Yeah, just chilling. Like, it's crazy. Also, we're really lucky enough when we were here to actually see a white and a black rhino, which are unique. Like, they're one, obviously African animals, but they are rare to see these days because they unfortunately have been hunted so much. And they do a great job here of actually looking after these animals. They've got rangers that know where they are at any given point and really make sure that no one's getting close to them. No one's, they're so protected and they do such a good job of looking after them. We spent a day here just driving around. Game days normally take most tours, you do sort of a few hours in the morning, you'll come back, you'll have a bit of a rest, take it easy, come back. So they're often very early starts to see the best wildlife. And then you'll come out in the afternoon when they're a bit more active again, the middle of the day is done and you see more wildlife, what's going on. It's real world. It's not a zoo. Like, they're living. Like, you will come against things that you may not necessarily want to see animals.
Immersing yourself in nature.
Yeah, it's fully in there. This was probably one of my favourite areas of the trip. It was absolutely beautiful. We actually drove from there to the Serengeti. The Serengeti, we spent 3 nights here. So once again.
More animals.
More animals. Look, the list of things we saw. I had people on our tour that had said that they'd done other safaris and they'd never seen so much wildlife, that we were so lucky as first-time visitors to have actually seen so much wildlife, which was amazing. We saw everything from elephants, zebras, lions, mongoose, giraffe, millions of birds to list. It's just one of those places where if you're a bird lover, you're going to find things you love. If you love the big five, you're going to find the things you love. In the Serengeti, it's just such a unique, it's also very popular for the migration. Yeah. So we were very lucky to actually see a part of the migration. We saw a lot of the wildebeest, and it was just wildebeest as far as the eye could see. And they're just walking along, going to their next destination.
That's incredible.
It's just absolutely amazing. We saw cheetahs and we had a mum with her little baby cubs. We just sat there and watched them for probably 45 minutes, I would say.
It's a great trip for animal lovers, really.
100, but even someone that's not necessarily into animals, I think that it's something for everyone. Just watching them play. Mm. Like they're literally like little baby kittens. They just play and do their little thing. And we're lucky enough to see a leopard, which are often one of the more rare things you can see. The Serengeti, my one thing I would recommend everyone to do while they're there, the hot air ballooning over the Serengeti.
That would be amazing.
Like it was, yes, early start. We're out of the tents at 4 o'clock in the morning and off. But wow. I know I say that word a lot, but cannot speak highly enough. Just seeing it from the air, like you're sort of hovering not too far up and you go from there. The great thing about also when you're in the Serengeti is you can actually then get a direct flight to Zanzibar. So Zanzibar, beautiful beach location right on the Indian Ocean. So it's a great way to wind up after having a busy safari life. Go and get that beach deck chair and relax on a beautiful resort, take it all in and have the most amazing time. Stone Town's phenomenal as well. Very Arabic feel, big wood doors, can do tours like sunset cruises, spice tours. You've got so much to do while you're there.
Oh, well, you've painted an amazing picture and for someone that's never been over to Africa, you're making me want to add it to my bucket list.
Well, I'm glad.
To a new RFM, good times and great music. If you've just tuned in, this is Talking Travel with Mel Mayers today, not Sally Lucas, and it's nice to have you here. And we're going to talk about some hot deals that you've got for us.
Yeah, so this time of year is great for the hot deal. Lots of early bird specials going on into the 2027 Europe summer season. Colette Expedition, or Explorations, I should say, has a great up to 20% off on their worldwide tours. They have small group. They also have the larger group size. Lots of great specials going on. From now until the 31st of August, these are specials you can book in. And travel windows up until the 30th of June 2028.
Right, okay. So you've got a bit of time.
That's lots of there. UniWorld, a great river cruise line. They have a cruise and air deal. They have up to $3,000 per person air credit on cruises. So gets you part of your airfare paid for over on the way over.
Wonderful.
They've got areas such as Burgundy and Provence, Venice and the Jewels of the Veneto, Vietnam, Cambodia, Mekong, great deals going on. Once again, on sale until the 31st of August this year. We then have a little bit out of left field, ski. So we actually do snow and ski deals and things like that. So Snow and Ski is a great company. They've got a fantastic Japan special. It's called Tomoma. I'm probably mispronounced that so badly. They have a really great family deal for four people, family of four, 7 nights, quad room, daily breakfast and lift pass, free transfers and activities. And they're starting from $7,999 for a family of four. Beautiful skiing in Japan. AMA Waterways, they actually have an anniversary special. So they can, where you can save up to $3,750 per stateroom on selected 26 and 27 departures. And they are on sale until the 31st of July. We then also have a Tanzania Migration and Safari special. That is for this year, because obviously migration is in action, where you can actually save up to $4,015 per person.
So quite a few specials there.
Yes, and then last but not least, certainly Backroads. They are a small tour group company, and you can save up to $300 per person on their tours as well. Wonderful. And they're on sale until the 12th of August.
Okay, so quite a few options.
Yeah.
Now, before we go, have you got anything else you'd like to add on Tanzania?
Yeah, Tanzania is a beautiful island destination. It's a destination that a lot of people don't know. You actually have to get a mandatory insurance when you come in. So definitely make sure when you are looking to book this that that is something that you're aware of. Tanzania is very much a different, even though Zanzibar, I should say, it's part of Tanzania, but it has its own very cultural rich area. The beaches, what you think of when you think of the Seychelles, the Maldives, anywhere that's in that Indian Ocean, it's same sort of principle idea, but nowhere near as commercialised yet. So a lot more relaxing. You don't feel like it's too touristed yet. I was so pleasantly surprised when I didn't know what to expect. And fun fact for anyone that's a Freddie Mercury lover, that's where he was born. You can actually see the house he was born in.
Oh, wonderful.
So very... anyone that's a massive fan, it's a great place to visit as well.
Okay. So, yeah, lots of things with Tanzania today.
Oh, look, can't speak highly enough of it.
Okay. Well, if you've got an urge to go to Tanzania, then, yeah, you can also, if you want to find out more or hear what Mel's
definitely
had to say, you can also listen to this again on podcast. And,
definitely.
Mel, you'll be back again next week.
I will.
Yeah, and we'll have some more talking travel on 2NURFM.